Mini episode 690 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number one, stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode 690. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider and part one of our early top 25 for fantasy football in 2016. We're going to cover spots 25 to 21 on our list, along with five honorable mention players who just missed our list. The first of these near misses is Thomas Rawls. Like Charcandrick West, he emerged from total obscurity and took complete advantage when opportunity knocked. But unlike West, his path to continued playing time is now clear as beast mode has hung up the cleats. However, as C.J. Anderson proved last year, sometimes the second act following a rapid rise can be rocky, so we need to see more of this kid before recommending him in the top 25. LeSean McCoy. The pardon the pun continued shady behavior of this star player provides the cloud that hangs over any projection of his 2016 production. When healthy, he continues to be one of the best tailbacks in the league, even if he's only achieved nine or more touchdowns in two of his seven seasons. But he's got to get his troubled life resolved. Jamal Charles. He should be back full strength in 2016, but he's not getting any younger, and he's got Charcandrick West in his rearview mirror. There's a fine line between having a backup who extends your shelf life as a top-flight player by keeping you fresher and one who cuts into your value, and we won't know where Charles is on that continuum until this autumn. Mike Evans. Aside from his plummet in touchdowns, his 2015 numbers stacked up favorably to those from his rookie year, except for the small matter of leading the league in drop passes. His target completion percentage of 50.3% was putrid, in fact. But new offensive coordinator Todd Monken is vowing to fix this issue, and combined with Jameis Winston's second year in the league, 2016 has a chance to be a real bounce back for Evans. Alshon Jeffrey. He suffered through an injury-plagued 2015 season and will be playing under a different offensive coordinator in 2016, but two things really work well in his favor. His per-game numbers in 2015 were very good, and he'll be playing opposite Kevin White, arguably the most explosive wideout in the 2015 draft. If Jay Cutler can consolidate the gains he made last year, then Jeffrey has a great chance to outperform his draft position. And now for the first part of our top 25. Number 25, Andrew Luck. You can't just blame it on the injuries. Even before Luck went down, he was producing the most shocking and inexplicable bad season we've seen in quite some time. But the weapons and protection around him should be in better shape in 2016, and it seems quite possible that the Colts simply suffered through, no pun intended, some bad luck last year after receiving more than their share of fortuitous bounces for the previous three seasons. If Andrew Luck plays to his level of capability in 2016, this will still be buying low. Number 24, Doug Baldwin. This is at once the hardest player in our top 25 to slot, as well as the most shocking appearance based on where everyone was a year ago. There's not much precedent for a player serving so long as a replacement-level fantasy performer suddenly becoming unstoppable. His performance did coincide with Seattle moving out of necessity to becoming more of a passing team when Marshawn Lynch got injured. Will the book be out on him in 2016 in regards to the adjustments that he made? Quite possibly, but with Jimmy Graham coming back to help keep the defenses honest, he has a chance to remain at his new level, which would place him above this ranking. Number 23, Russell Wilson. In 2015, he progressed to becoming a Cam Newton-like player who can now hurt you with his arm as well as his feet. For Seattle to remain as a perennial contender, Wilson was going to have to take on greater responsibilities offensively, so you don't have to fear Seattle regressing to their previous patterns, even if Thomas Rawls truly becomes beast mode the sequel. Number 22, Demaryius Thomas. With his physical skills, he was never dependent on a prime Peyton Manning to be a top-level wideout. And the likes of DeAndre Hopkins have shown what can be accomplished even with mediocre to poor quarterbacking. So with Denver's quarterback future up in the air, even if the still somewhat unproven Brock Osweiler comes back, this spot represents Thomas's floor for production. Number 21, Carson Palmer. His Jim Plunkett-like late-career renaissance continues in the desert with a great array of weapons primed to take advantage of his skills. At his age, the injury threat is omnipresent, as we saw in 2014, but if he stays upright, his production will surely remain elite. Thanks for tuning in. When we resume our series shortly, we'll have part two of our early top 25 for 2016 covering spots 20 through 11. Thanks for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.